I drop them a lot.
Coins are very annoying, they just take space in your wallet, but you kind of need it to do the laundry.
I like this 20. This is useful in laundry.
I used to love the 5 rupee coin.
In India, we have a 5 rupee coin.
They look very similar to the 1 pound coins, but you could buy a cigarette with them.
The 50, I like it. It's pretty. And I especially like the ones I found in the street.
I usually don't pass up a coin on the ground though.
Coins has always been in the side compartment of my door. You know, it's different shapes, so you can just blindly just like pick it out.
If you're alone on a bus or you're just like waiting for someone, instead of going for my phone, I play with coins. Like, I think they're so interesting because my granddad, he collected coins.
Either my mom or my dad used to collect coins. I think I got yelled at by my mom because I took it out and rearranged it.
When I was a kid, I used to collect lots and lots of coins. And I had this very visceral memory of just having a handful. But I couldn't remember anything more about it. What the piece is going to be about is me sort of talking to my dad about the coin thing. Hello.
What's the story?
I kind of want to get your initial reaction to the story.
Okay.
I kind of had this memory of one of my birthdays where I'd been sort of saving up coins for a while, and I traded them with you for a Game Boy.
Oh, okay.
But I can't remember a lot of it just because I was you know, a 7-year-old at the time. My brain hadn't formed.
This may sound irrelevant, but when you're sort of age 5 to 7, there were bags of coins around. I was collecting tea money. You've got half a memory of me enjoying buying you consumer electronics and yet not wanting to kind of spoil you, so there had to be some sort of exchange. But it's unlikely that you actually paid for it. It's more likely that I kind of used it as an excuse to teaching you the politics of exchange market economics.
Okay, because my memory of it is that I used to go around the house and find coin, because there was just loads and loads and loads of spare change going around. So
that's where it all went, okay.
You know, I had a whole sort of system going, and I ended up collecting about 70 quid.
Well, it's unlikely that you find 70 quid just lying around the house. It is much more likely that I was then just giving you these bags of useless change that I was bringing home, so that you kind of became rich as Croesus in terms of small change.
So it's all a lie. My labour was being exploited.
Yeah, possibly. What's new from my perspective is the idea that you were going around the house collecting little bits and pieces from around the place. When collecting something is getting them one by one. What's nice is that you haven't remembered me as giving you a whole collection. What you've remembered is collecting it coin by coin yourself. Well, that's very interesting. It doesn't spark any more memories of yours.